Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome back to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Do you overthink everything instead of trusting your natural instincts? What's Your Body Telling You is the latest book from author, speaker, practitioner, and singer Steve Siskold, which addresses that question and so much more. Steve has helped thousands of people tap into their innate body intelligence to create better health, prosperity, and richer and more authentic relationships. What's Your Body Telling You is a step-by-step guide teaching readers how to raise their BQ, body awareness intelligence, to successfully navigate their way with concentrated focus and confidence, discerning truth from fear and avoiding dangerous knee-jerk reactions. He's the author of 3 books, audio and video programs, a musical CD, and a documentary film with Gay Hendricks, plus a weekly blogger for Psychology Today. His book, What's Your Body Telling You, launched at number 7 on the San Francisco Chronicle bestseller list and number 1 in the Amazon.com in several categories. Steve, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. Steve, in the introduction to your wonderful book, What's Your Body Telling You, you write, quote, "Your ally holds a map of your destiny, your deepest dreams and desires. Your ally is your best friend and counselor, the ultimate success coach. Your ally supplies you with key insights and information whenever you need it. Your ally monitors your health, relationships, and finances with a clear eye." Steve, who is this ally?
Our body's been there from day one, and often we don't take advantage of it. I call it the library of your flesh, or your personal Google, if you will. You know, it's like we go out so often, and, you know, it can be as simple, Lisa, as, gee, I'm driving to work, and I'm gripping the wheel because I'm thinking about something happening at breakfast, and I'm tightening my jaw, and I get to work, and I go, hey, everybody, oh, I got a headache. I have no idea where it came from. Because I'm not in touch with my whole body experience. Just deeper than that is, how come I react, you know, scared when somebody invites me to something? Or how come when I hear about that investment, my gut tells me yes, but my mind tells me no? It's those kind of things also that our body has experiences from the past. And if we could listen to it versus ignore it, I think we can make better decisions and, you know, be more aware of what we're getting into because our body's been there. It has the memory.
Steve, how can people get more in touch with their body?
First of all, I always tell people to do this exercise I call SET. And the reason I call it SET, it stands for self-evident truth. And the reason I call it self-evident truth is because often we've lost touch with that. For instance, it could start young, you know. Mommy, I'm really hot in here. I want to take my sweater off. It's not hot in here, and you're not hot. Ooh, maybe I, Last week a client told me that her husband puts the child in scalding hot bathtub every night, and he screams and yells, and the guy puts his hand in and says, it's not hot. Hey, it's not hot. It doesn't hurt. So sometimes we've been taught, and even worse, you know, we express ourselves and we're told that we don't know what we feel. So I've been helping people just get back in touch with that. Even once a day or several times a day, you can just make that decision to listen to your whole body. First by breathing, listening to your breath and going, wow, I'm not breathing in this moment. If you're listening right now, are you breathing? Are you gripping your computer mouse? You know, are you gripping something? Be aware. Also, take a body scan from head to toe. Oh, gee, I didn't realize I was crunching my fist. Gee, when she gave me that assignment this morning at work, I didn't realize how much I was gripping my belly. And then name it to yourself. Wow, I'm noticing I'm gripping the wheel. I'm noticing I'm not breathing. And take action. Throughout the day, that'll really help. In fact, I did SET before I got on with you, so I could notice, is there any tension in my body? Am I thinking about something from the moment or the past? I breathe, I relax, I shake out the tension, then I'm more present in the moment.
Steve, the issue that you bring up about people telling you how you feel is just so prevalent, and I still remember this. I'm 42 now. I was 14 years old, and I flew to Chicago with my sister to visit my grandmother, and she lived in Chicago, and it was in the summertime, and it was really humid. We arrived at midnight. It was 98 degrees, 100% humidity. I was from California, Northern California. I wasn't used to the weather, and I had a horrible headache. Well, I told my grandmother this, and she kept insisting that I didn't have a headache. And I got so irritated because I'm like, yes, I do have a headache. And I didn't understand why she had to keep saying that I didn't. So I think that is such an important point that you bring up. I mean, I still remember that to this day like it was yesterday. You know, Steve, I have a 5.5-year-old daughter, and I'm always telling her that it's okay to feel your feelings. If you feel happy, you feel sad, you feel angry, it's all okay. It really is.
Well, you know, they say get it off your chest, and it's literal. I mean, I've had people. I had a woman who, and by the way, that's great. I did the same thing with my son as he was growing up, and it makes such a difference because I can tell you now he's a grown up and he's got the ability to feel and trust his feelings and mainly trust his instincts. You know, a woman was telling me that she had asthma and had no idea where it came from. And as I had her touch her chest, I'll have people put their hand right where it hurts or right where it feels. Usually we run from those feelings. Who wants to feel just, you know, uncomfortable? And as she was breathing in and really feeling into that, she had a memory. Like you were talking about your grandmother. She was like, wow, when I was small, you know, about 8 years old, my grandpa died. He was my best friend. And I got so angry at God and my grandpa, but my parents said, no, 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 you can't be angry. He's in heaven and he's happy. Then the next day at the funeral, I just wanted to cry and wail and run up and miss him. No, no, no. Shh, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. Next day, she's starting to complain. She can't breathe. 2 days later, she's diagnosed for asthma. So I'm not a doctor, but I just said to her, try expressing out what those feelings are that you didn't get to say. Get them off your chest, literally. And she started going, yeah, I'm angry, and I'm this, and I'm that, and I can breathe better. So we really have to be careful about how we hold these things in, as you were saying with your child, giving her permission to, we hold these things in, and then what happens is our body starts to, you know, get blocked, and it becomes a pattern. I call it a viral belief. We actually, it's like a virus in our body. These beliefs get stored in our body. If we don't get to express them out, they'll sabotage us at any time, blindside us when we're not ready. A guy comes to me and he says, I want to be successful, except he didn't say it that way. He said, I want to be, he couldn't even get the word successful out. And as I had him go into his body, actually, instead of just talking, I have him breathe and say out loud what you want. This is a good technique. Say out loud what you want, and then notice what your body says. Because, again, your body was there from day one. So if you say, I want to be in a great relationship, and your body tightens up, there's a reason. Maybe the last relationship is still bugging you, or maybe the last time you went on a date, you know, you got rejected, and it's still there, so it'll keep you from moving forward. In this guy's case, he starts to locate in his body, and he starts to have him make it bigger. Breathe into it, make it bigger. Don't run away from it. Embrace it. And he becomes small and crunched over, and he says, wow, when I was young and every kid in the neighborhood got gifts for holidays, I didn't. And when I would say to my dad, why don't I get any gifts? My dad would say, son, success and money will make you sick. Wow. 30, 40 years later, in his body is this memory. So his body, literally, Lisa, when you met him, he had a good product. He's a good man. He had good marketing. But you could feel in his body, it was basically saying, don't buy from me. Because if you do, somewhere in here, my body's afraid I'm going to get sick. So that's what I'm talking about. It's cellular memory, somatic memory. It's in there. And it's real. I have techniques for that as well as daily rituals, things you can do just to get back into your body. Too many people are virtually on their screens all day, and they have no idea that they're crunching and shaking and hurting their body while they're doing it.
Steve, you write that we are an IQ-based culture, and you coined a term for another intelligence, BQ. What is BQ?
Well, you know, again, we're so in our mind and we're so in our thinking and we're really good at trivia and we're really good at facts and figures and we get these, take these tests and we have an IQ. I use the word BQ really as a shorthand term to remind us that we have a body intelligence, that when you feel that gut instinct, there's actually research on the brain gut. There's research on heart transplants where, you know, the person, the recipient who got the heart takes on characteristics of the person who died. There's intelligence throughout the entire body. And to be more aware that you have a BQ, not just an IQ, so that when something happens, when you go out on that date, you notice you're starting to sweat. Or in my case, I got up to do something once and I started sweating profusely. And I said, whoa, what's going on? I'm a pretty confident guy. And as I went back into my body intelligence, my BQ, not just my mind, because, you know, Einstein has this great quote, you can't solve a problem with the same thinking that created it. So you're not going to necessarily get the answer by continuously trying to go in the mind. And as I got into my body, I remembered, wow, you know, when I was young, the first time I left my neighborhood with my cousins, we got beat up. And it taught me a belief that I kind of held in my body. I didn't want to tell my mom or anything, which is, it's not too safe out there if you go too far. So here I am, I'm on a big TV show, and I start to get nervous. And I'm not really nervous about that kind of stuff usually, but my body remembered, uh-oh, it's a big thing. We're going out for the first time on national TV. And those memories come back. So I was able, because I have a good BQ, I was able to catch it, notice where it was, breathe into it, separate the past from the present, get calm, and go do a great interview. So I think that's the difference. When we have a high BQ, we can catch it. Oh, I'm gripping the wheel. Let me loosen up a little bit. Oh, I'm leaning forward on this first date. Boy, I'm all nervous. Let me take a breath and sit back and relax. That's somebody that has a high BQ. A low BQ is somebody that has no idea that they're giving a speech about health, but they're crunched over and people are going, something's wrong here.
Steve, tell us about the body personality that you write about and what's your body telling you.
You know, the body personality are things like, I had a guy who was talking to me about his life, and every so often when he would talk about himself, something about his own childhood or himself, his hands would move back and forth, and then they would stop otherwise. So that's a trait. His billboard, if you will, was giving me a signal. He has body personality. And what I said to him, I said, did you just notice every time you talk about yourself? No, he had no idea. So as I have him tune into it and do it back and forth and breathe and feel, he goes, oh, wow, you know, I know what this is. I was the king of my household until my twin brothers were born. And then when they were born, I feel like my parents took me here and just moved me here. I went, wow, isn't that interesting? Your body adapted that. It's in your personality. Or like the story I said earlier, the guy who talks about his business but crunches and almost says, don't come to me. That's a body posture or part of his body personality. So to know those gestures, you can do, I have a BQ test on my website, a free BQ test and an inquiry where you can start to ask your body those questions. You know, what is the quality of my breathing? Do I get nervous and breathe rapidly when I'm on a date or I'm in a business appointment? Do I shake my leg when someone talks about a certain subject? What personality, what is my body? In other words, what are those signals telling me so I can be more aware of what my situation is and I can change it, whether you're in sales, whether it's love, whether it's health. If you're aware that, gee, when that happens, this is my body reaction, this is what my personality does, then you can change that. I actually say it's like rewiring yourself so that you can have more life force, more energy, be more present in a situation versus that all that past stuff that got stored in the body is activated and you're not aware of it. And that will give you a different outcome.
Steve, how did you discover all of this?
I discovered all this as I was a sales trainer and also I was in advertising. I was watching clients say one thing, but their body said something else. So when I went out into sales, I became a number one sales rep out of 500 people. And the way I did it was I noticed my body. When I leaned forward, my customer moved back. When I sat back and breathed and relaxed, my customer became comfortable. So I said, there's something to this. I became a body-centered psychotherapist. I started studying somatics and recall and all that stuff. I went, wow, now I see. I really believe the law of attraction isn't just sitting down. Yes, well, the first thing I want to say is that remember every moment you have choice. I call it a choice point. So at every moment you have the choice to take a deep, full breath and scan your body from head to toe. If you just start doing that, even right in this moment as you're listening, oh, I didn't realize my legs were crunched up and I wasn't breathing. I was still thinking about what happened at the kitchen table. Start to breathe and scan from head to toe and say it to yourself. I'm noticing my legs are crunched up. I'm noticing my jaw is, you know, my teeth are grinding. Take a deep breath and relax into that and always separate what I call fact from fiction. Our mind will take us into a lot of fiction. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, this is going to happen. Take a deep breath, scan your whole body, and make sure you're not letting your mind run away. And stay in your body until you notice something and either shake it or breathe it or make that phone call to that person that you're upset with. Get it off your chest. I think that's what people can start doing immediately. It's easy. It's free. Start breathing and scanning from head to toe. Get in touch with what your body's telling you.
Steve, I love everything you're talking about. And, you know, I did bioenergetic therapy for years, which is mind-body therapy. We really get deeply in touch. And what we talked about earlier about trauma that's stored in your body and getting it out. And another thing I really love is your voice. It is absolutely fabulous. And I'm wondering if you do the voice on your CDs.
Thank you so much. My CD, Infinite Possibilities, has two guided journeys with my voice. and Beautiful Music by a man named James Asher. One is A Guided Journey to Your Life's Purpose, and the other is perfect for this time of the year. It's letting go of things that you don't want to take into your new life or the new year and visioning the new. So it's called Infinite Possibilities. It has 2 30-minute guided journeys. A lot of people do the life purpose one on a daily basis so that you can really get in your body and enter the day. I enter the day in life purpose, and it's a whole different day when I forget. You know, so I have a whole ritual in my book about waking up and breathing, scanning, life purpose, gratitude, the whole works, so that you're set. You set the tone for the day.
I'm wondering, and I'm sure our listeners are wondering as well, do you work with people over the phone?
I do. Actually, 90% of my work is on the phone because I do have the ability to have people breathe and feel. If they really want to, we can even Skype. We can look at each other. But I do a lot of phone work, and I do private work. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, I'm up at a spa with a client for a private intensive. And then I take people to Hawaii. I take people on journeys.
Awesome. I would love to go on one of those journeys with you at some point. But in the meantime, I'd love for you to come back and tell us all about it.
I would love to. Thank you.
Steve, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the awesome work that you do?
Thank you. It's called OneDream, O-N-E, dream.com. And if you go on there, you can take a free BQ test and get more in touch with your body intelligence. And also, if you do buy my book and you come to my website and tell me you bought it, you get 60 free bonus gifts from people like Wayne Dyer and Marcy Shimoff. These were clients and friends who gave me gifts to give away for anybody that buys my book.
Steve, thank you so much for being with us today. This has been such a wonderful way to end the year. A wonderful time in Hawaii and Japan, and we can't wait to hear about it. I want to thank everybody out there. This has been the most wonderful year for me. In February, it'll be a year since I started It's Your Health. And it has been such a joy in my life. And the response I've gotten has been fantastic. And I just hope everyone has a really happy new year and everyone will keep listening to It's Your Health on WUML 91.5 FM on Thinking Out Loud. Happy New Year, everyone. I'll talk to you next year. Bye-bye.